Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. We are continuing our Exodus series, and today's story is called What's a Commandment? This comes from Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 8 and 16 through 20. I respect each family's ages and stages of life, so I have adapted some of this. Please go back and read the scripture yourself, including what is appropriate for your family. Okay, last week, we heard the Israelites win in the battle against the Amalekites. After this battle, they gathered up their gear. Moms carried the babies in their swaddles. Grandparents helped guide the kids, and off they all set again, leaving Rephidim. They continued their journey from Egypt to the Promised Land. In fact, it's been 3 months since they've left Egypt. The large group walked together as the grains of sand scrunched from under the weight of their feet. Finally, they arrived at the desert of Sinai. Dusty cloths rustled open as the Israelites began to unpack their things. I imagine some sitting down, their tired legs enjoying a break from all of the walking. Here, the Israelites camped in the desert, in front of Mount Sinai. Once the campsite was set, Moses went up, up, up on the mountain to God. Higher and higher he rose. The Lord called to him from the mountain and said,
"Say this to the family of Jacob, and tell this to the people of Israel. Every one of you has seen what I did to the people of Egypt. You saw how I carried you out of Egypt. I did it as an eagle carries her young on her wings. And I brought you here to me. So now obey me and keep my agreement, my covenant. Do this, and you will be my own possession, chosen from all nations. Even though the whole earth is mine, you will be my kingdom of priests. You will be a nation that belongs to me alone. You must tell the Israelites these words."
So Moses climbed back down, down, down the mountain, and called the elders of the people together.
"Everyone, quickly gather around. I've got something very important to tell you from God. You two in the back, come on, hurry, hurry."
He told them all the words the Lord had commanded him to say, and all the people answered together.
We will do everything he has said.
Everything, yeah, everything, totally.
Then Moses took their answer back to the Lord. The Lord said to Moses,
"I am going to come to you in a dense cloud, so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always put their trust in you."
Moses told the Lord what the people had said. And on the morning of the third day, thunder boomed lightning cracked with a thick cloud on the mountain. There was a very loud blast from a trumpet. All the people in the camp were frightened. Moses led the people out of the camp to meet God. There they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke. This happened because the Lord came down on it in fire. The smoke rose up from the mountain, like smoke from a furnace, its large dark clouds billowing up, and the whole mountain shook wildly. The sound from the trumpet became louder. Then Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. Moses was called to the top of the mountain, and it was there that God gave him the 10. Answer out loud if you know what it is. The 10
commandments.
Commandments. Very good. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. At Mount Sinai, God gave Moses the 10 commandments. Does anyone know what a commandment is?
A rule.
If you said something like rules or laws, that would be correct. Next week, we will go through the 10 commandments and hear what they are. But today, we will focus on why we even have them. God gave them and us these 10 rules, which showed how life worked best. Remember, God created everything. He knows how all of His creations work and what's best for them, better than any human does. So, when He gives us rules, we can trust He knows what He's doing. Think about this. We have rules like, don't speed. No one is supposed to drive their cars over a certain speed. Now answer out loud. Why do we have that rule?
It can bump into each other and the people can get hurt in the cars.
Exactly. People can get hurt. So why is the rule there? To protect us. We can think about this when we hear God's rules. His commandments are there to protect us. Why? Because He loves us. Well, that is it for our story today. In today's iTunes review, I want to say thank you to Layla Simone, Tan Tan, Chloe Hubert, and Abriana and Jodan Medina. Thank you for taking the time to write your review. Thanks again for listening, everyone. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode, where we will hear what each of the 10 commandments are. Thanks again. And, as always, bye for now.